would lead us in prayer this morning as we go to the Lord in prayer. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. Let us pray. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we come this morning with a heart of gratitude, a heart of praise and thanksgiving, thanking you, Father, for the many blessings of this day, thanking you, Father, that truly you have been good unto us. We thank you for another beautiful Sunday morning, O God. We thank you, Father God, because you brought us through the week in spite of the many trials and tribulations. You were faithful unto us. And so we just want to say thank you for another day, Lord Jesus. Thank you for another day's journey. And Father God, I ask in your name, Lord Jesus, that you will look on every heart, every soul, oh God. Father God, if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing in your sight, oh God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father God, that you would draw us closer and closer to your cross. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit would come in, Father God, and just suck with us a little while, Father. Oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on your manservant today, Pastor Anthony B. Kason. Father God, I pray that you continue to be his help, continue to be his strength and his way maker. And Father God, as he preach your word today, oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you give him divine inspiration. And Father God, that you would touch our hearts and our ears, that we might hear and we might understand. Father God, that we might believe, and Father God, we might be better people. And then, hello. Father God, I pray for First Lady Kason today. I pray that you continue to bless and keep her. I pray for the heart of God, excuse me, in its entirety. Father God, I pray that you be with each and every member. Oh, God, you know what we stand in the need of this morning, Father. Oh, God, I pray that you would touch your people. If we need healing this morning, oh, God, touch our bodies. If we need peace this morning, oh, God, I pray that you will grant it. Father God, if we just need your financial blessings, oh, God, touch us. Father God, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that you will strengthen us through the power of your Holy Spirit. Draw us nearer and nearer to your cross. And Father God, I pray that through the preached word today, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Through the preached word today, oh God, that someone, Lord Jesus, will know that you specialize in the impossibility. We thank you, Father. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for every benefit. And oh God, I pray that you touch all those that are sick and afflicted this morning, in hospitals, homes, and nursing homes. Father God, wherever they might be and whatever they might be doing, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will touch your people. And Father God, I pray for those that are listening through the airways, whatever mode of communication. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you will meet their needs today. We thank you. We thank you. We love you. We bless you and we praise you. And we give your name all the glory, because you deserve it. And we thank you today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay. Amen for leading us in prayer this morning. Truly, God is blessing us. Amen. Keeping us like only he can. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I thank God for every day. It's a beautiful day out today on this Sunday. I often tell people, man can boast and take credit for a whole lot of things, but man cannot make a day. Amen. And I believe that's why the scripture says this is the day that the Lord has made and that we should rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And we can be glad in it because we know that God is going to bless all of us. He blesses mankind. He's not a respecter of person. Amen. But God will bless us. Amen, because he is just that kind of God. Amen. And understand that God blessed you, amen, even when you wasn't saved. Come on now. Amen. That God looked past your fault and saw your need and knew that one day he was going to cry out, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? There is one of these old hymns, amen, hymn number 411. And it's a hymn called Lift Him Up. And the reason that we should lift up Jesus is because there's so many people that still don't know him as Lord and Savior of their lives. We often come in contact with a lot of people, and when we come in contact with them, we talk about the sports, and we talk about the news, and we talk about this and talk about that. But one thing that we need to continue to do is talk about the Lord. And many times we get in a situation where we see the things of the world and we pray, amen, that God will make change in the things of the world. But it's for us to continue to lift him up. And so the songwriter said, how to reach the masses, men of every birth. For an answer, Jesus gave the key. And he goes on to say, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And the refrain says, lift him up, till he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. So let us sing to the glory of God. Amen. Reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer, Jesus gave the key. And I, if I lift it up from the earth, I'll draw it unto me. Lift him up. Lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw them unto me. For the world is hungry. For the world is hungry for the living bread. Lift the Savior for them to see. Trust him. Trust him. And do not doubt the word that he said.
Oh, about the song, I need a little more Jesus. Mm. And I thank the Lord for allowing me to find him while I'm still alive and able to walk and take care of myself. A little more Jesus every day. And I thank him for all of his blessings. I thank him for keeping my family safe,
amen,
allowing us to come together again. I thank him for the Heart of God Baptist Church family, our extended families all over the world who listen to us every Sunday. I just thank God for being God alone and for sending his son Jesus to die on the cross for us, for our sin and the world's sin. So there is no excuse of what God can't do for you. And he always can be found because he's right there beside you. And I just pray everyone has a blessed week this week and stay safe. I love you. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses.
Amen. Amen. You have another testimony up front in the building. Amen. Well, I thought the money was going to be better, but I made it through another. Amen. I'm glad to be back once again. I can say that honestly, he does things on his time.
That's right.
Thank God for constantly being faithful to me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to the phone line.
And we're going to start off with our first caller. Last 4 digits, 7611. 7611. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank God for this morning.
Thank God for this morning.
You know that anything you're going to do for God, God's name, the devil always chases, tries to destroy anything coming to the door of God. And I'm so thankful God touched you and stays all right and put you on the right track and tell you the devil to get away from me and stop bothering me. And with anything you try to do for God, he says stop. And he's always there. And God's always touching me in the morning, giving me another second chance to stay above his ground and praise his holy name. For yesterday, for not being able to do things, maybe stop me from doing what I want to do this morning. But thank God touched me this morning, and the eyes opened this day and gave me another second chance to stay above this ground and praise his holy name. I said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us in your blessed holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last 4 digits, 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady and Heart of God. I praise God this morning for Jesus. I praise God for being so merciful unto me. I just praise him for the power of the Holy Spirit and thank God for being a good God. And I thank God for blessing, keeping my family. And I'm grateful that yesterday he allowed my son and my grandson to come and fellowship with us. And we had a wonderful talk back home and they said they learned something. And I just want to thank God for Sister Juanita and the other ones and the program. It was such an inspiration and thank God so much. And just so grateful that my son and my grandson were able to get into church and to hear the word one more time. And I thank God for family and for loved ones. And I just pray, heart of God, that you all continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. God has us. And I know it looked like the world is out of control, but God is not out of control. He know what he's doing. So we're just going to continue to just pray and continue to trust him and be that witness. Do what we can do for the Lord and let him get the glory. God bless you all, and I love you.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next call. 94-0025. 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church, First Lady. Truly, I thank God this morning for who he is in all of our lives. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. I just thank God for family, for those that he has placed in my life for one reason or another, for truly God is good and his mercy, it endures forever. And so this morning, I'm just grateful. I'm just thankful. I'm just blessed. And I just thank God that regardless of what my body might be feeling like this morning, I still give God the praise, the honor, and the glory, because I'm holding on and I won't let go of his hand.
Amen.
And so I bless the Lord this morning and I praise the Lord this morning because he is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. God bless you all this morning.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We'll go to our next caller. Last 4 days, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Do you hear me?
Yes.
I'm having a little difficulty with the phone this morning, but I just want to say I want to thank God for this day. For this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for waking me up this morning, being able to tune into the church, although I'm not there physically, but he's allowed it to come into my home this morning. I thank God for blessing me yesterday, giving me the strength to attend the funeral and then come out and be blessed at the church with the rainbow program, which really enlightened my life about the colors in the Bible. It just goes on to show you what you can miss if you don't press your way to come out and be with God. As we say at in Bible study, prayer services at morning meditation, the four P's, the prayer, praise, push, and press. And they really, I utilized all of that yesterday, and I thank God I was able to do that. It's so good to be on the line this morning, to be alive this morning, and in my right mind. I thank you all. You all be blessed and have a great day. Hold on a moment. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, Heart of God Church. I thank God for another day. I thank him for blessing me to wake up this morning, moving on, although this body is telling me sometimes no, but he keep me pushing, and I'm so glad I pressed my way yesterday, had a beautiful day, and I pray that God will continue to keep me connected. It's not on a regular life, I would want to be right there, but there is a difference when you're right there in the presence of you all and the Lord. And I thank God. You all be blessed. Continue to pray for me, and I will certainly keep you all lifted up in prayer. Have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We give God the honor, the glory, and the praise for all that he's doing in all of our lives. Knowing that God will give what you need when you need it. Amen. And I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes that she would be ready to lead us in prayer. We want to pray for all of our family and friends. We know many are going through right now with loved ones, lost loved ones. Many are thankful overnight that the government has got shut down. Extended a little more, but many of our family and friends working for the federal government. We can pray for all of our politicians and elected leaders, amen, that they would be led by God and that God would be their guide, that they would decide their differences in the worldly world and think about what God would have them to do. Also, remember all of our school teachers and all of our children that are going to school, back and forth to school, teachers, educators, caregivers. I know a lot of times we take those people for granted, first responders, we take them for granted, but we pray, God, that God will give them the strength that they will continue to do what needs to be done. Men and women in uniform all over the world. Many of you know I'm an Army brat, and I traveled all over the world with my dad, and we just thank God for people praying for us when we were traveling, and then when he was traveling to Korea and Vietnam, that God watched over him, amen, and he was able to go and to come. So we don't want to take our men and women in uniform for granted. We know that God, amen, is the one that keeps his hedge of protection around us, and thank God for them, and pray that our leaders will continue to allow them a volunteer army, amen, and servicemen and women, that they will continue to receive benefits for their families while they are deployed around the world, amen. Pray that our leaders would see and understand, amen, that it's not always about, amen, having it your way, amen, but somewhere along the line you got to compromise and think about what God would have you do in spite of our different ideologies and differences in this world. People still have families that need to be looked after, amen. And I thank God for looking after us while we were growing up in a military family. Amen. So we just pray that God would have his way in that direction. So we're going to ask Reverend Sykes to share lead us in prayer. Reverend Sykes, good morning again.
Let us pray. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Father, we come this morning with hearts of praise and thanksgiving. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness. Oh, God, we thank you for being the creator and the sustainer of all of our lives. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, that you have given us another day. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that you have blessed our families. You have kept our families, Father God. We thank you for keeping Heart of God Baptist Church and our pastor and first lady, oh God. And Father, we thank you, oh God, this morning, Father God, because through many challenges that we've had in our lives, God, we still give you praise, we still give you honor, and we still give you glory. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for looking beyond all of our faults, and you supply every one of our needs, Father God. And so, Father God, you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. And so we praise you this morning. We magnify your name, and we glorify your name this morning, because there is none like you, Father. Oh, God, we ask that you would touch the hearts and minds of your people today, oh, God, that you will continue to be the lifter of our heads today, Father. And, Father God, there are many people, oh, God, that are going through many challenges in their lives, Father God. Whether they are mental challenges, physical challenges, financial challenges, or emotional challenges, Father God. But God, we are going to continue to put it all in your hands, Father God. And so, Father God, we come, oh God, on this morning, interceding on behalf of all of our pastors, all of our churches, all of our leaders, oh God, and servant leaders. Oh God, we come, oh God, this morning on behalf of all families that are near and that are far, oh God, for those that are in hospitals and nursing facilities, assisted living places, God, and those that are even convalescing at home, Father, those who are dealing with the COVID-19, oh God, again, Father God, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, Father. And so, Father, we pray for our elderly today, God. We pray for our children, for our grandchildren today, Father God. We pray, oh God, today, Father God, for all bereaved families, Father God. We pray continuously for Sister Sharita, Father God, the Gregory family, Father God. You know all about the situations and circumstances, Father God, that your people are encountering, God. And so, Father God, we leave it in your hands, Father God. And, Father, we pray this morning for our pastor, our overseer, our covering, oh God, Pastor Kason this morning and First Lady Kason this morning. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for them, oh, God. Continue to bless them, oh, God, individually and bless them collectively. Continue to be their pillar of strength, Father God. Oh, God, continue to rock us in the cradle of your love today, God. Father, we thank you for the many miracles that you have performed in all of our lives, oh, God, and in the life of our church, God. We know that you are a miracle-working God. We know that in spite of what it looks like, what it feels like, Father God, we know, Father, that you are still in control, Father God. And so, Father, we're going to keep our eyes focused on you, Father God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God. And so, Father, we ask that you will continue to give us the strength to go on and to persevere, Father God. Allow your healing power and your healing virtues to flow throughout the universe, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you, oh, God, for allowing the extension on, oh, God, the government shutdown on yesterday, God. There is nothing too hard for you, God. And so, Father, we thank you, oh, God, on today. We thank you, oh, God, for what you have done and what you're doing and what you're going to do in all of our lives. And so, Father, when we look back over our lives, oh, God, we can truly say that you have been good to us. You are still good to us, Father God. And we're going to continue, oh, God, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise, Father God. And so, Father God, we just thank you. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths, Father God. Well, Lord, we thank you this morning, and we're grateful this morning for this opportunity to have a talk with you, for just a little talk with you, Father. We'll make everything all right, Father God. And so we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name this morning. Continue to keep us as the apple of your eye, Father God. Continue to reveal yourself to us through your word, Father God. Thank you for the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that indwells us and seals us until the day of redemption, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you, we love you, we bless your name, and we praise your name. And we ask all of these petitions in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank God. Amen. Reverend Sykes, Reverend Fred. Also, I'd like to recognize Deacon Bryce on the line. Everyone that continues to fellowship and support our church on the internet, on the social media, on the phone line, or your person, whichever way you come. We thank you for your continued steadfastness, your continued prayers, and continued support of Heart of God Church. We know, amen, that God is continuing to bless all of us day by day and one by one. So we thank God for his continued blessing upon all of us. There is a word today. Like many of you were talking about it today, your testimony and your prayers. So we thank God, amen, that we're going to talk about it a little bit more too, amen. And that comes from the book of Philippians, the third chapter, of the book of Philippians. And we want to go down to verse 1, and we're going to go down to verse 13, and we're going to see what God has to say in this particular book. That's Philippians, third chapter, and in verse 1. It says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Beware of those. Beware of evildoers. Beware of concision. We are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Paul goes on to write, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, and the other man thinketh that he hath, therefore he might trust in the flesh, Paul says, I more. 5, it says, circumcised the 8th day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of the Hebrews, and touching the law of Pharisees. Verse 6 says, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Paul goes on to give his credentials, say that any man could boast about earthly accomplishments, it was him. Anybody could boast about religious accomplishments, it was him. But he goes on to say, verse 8, yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. So Paul here is talking about his relationship with Christ, the superior to any other religious or worldly accomplishments that he had attained. He goes on in verse 9 and he says, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Paul begins to talk about his faith, the righteousness of God, and he begins to make a distinction between the flesh and the accomplishments that men think is important in the flesh, and he contrasts them with the importance of knowing Christ and knowing the importance of having faith in God and the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which is of God by faith. In verse 10, he goes on to say that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. In other words, Paul is saying, I won't be like Jesus, Lord have mercy. I want to know more about him. I want to get to a place, amen, where I understand what Jesus understands about not being satisfied in the flesh, but being equipped and being fulfilled in his spirit, and having a faith in God and the righteousness of his son, Jesus Christ. And Paul is saying, I want to be more like Jesus. I heard the first lady in her testimony today, amen, said she had a song in her spirit about, I need a little more Jesus, amen. Here in this particular verse 10, Paul is saying, I need a little more Jesus. I need to know more about him. I want to know about his power. I want to know about his resurrection. I want to know about how he was able to suffer and to endure. Amen. I want to know about how he died and the reason he died and why God raised him from the dead. I want to know how much God loved us and loved me, amen, so much that he was willing to go through these things. So sometimes, amen, you want to get to a place where you want to sit down with Jesus and if you will, pick his brain and say, what is it about man? We talked about this a couple of Sundays ago. What is it about man that you love him so much that the angels, we were made a little lower than the angels? What is it about man that you visit him and you think about him? And what is it about mankind that even though we've fallen and come short of your glory, that you still love us, that you still care for us, that you're still there for us? And you just want to have a conversation with him and see what it is, amen, that's on his mind that would allow him to love us in this capacity. Sometimes, amen, it's a little, amen, beyond our finding out about how good God is to us, amen.
And in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our falling downs, and in spite of us coming up, amen, on the wrong end so many times, that God still loves us, that God still wants to grab us. And many said to David, God rocked them in the cradle of their arms. And what is it about God that even though when we've gone astray, that God wants to find us and bring us back, like we talked about the prodigal son, and God wants to rock you in the cradle of his arms. He wants to love you. On love on you in spite of what you've done. What is it about this God, this Jesus that wants to be with us and have fellowship and have communion with us and have a type of relationship that nobody else in this world can have? So Paul goes on to say in verse 11, he says, if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. In other words, Paul says, I'm looking forward to that day, amen, that like Jesus was raised from the dead, that I won't be raised also. Have I got a witness today that many of us, amen, have seen folk go on to be with the Lord, and many, amen, have seen death in our families, and many of us have gone to homegoing services, and many of us have seen people lowered in the ground, and many of us have seen people, amen, pass away from this world. But God said that if a man die in Christ Jesus, he shall live again, amen. And so Paul wants to know about this resurrection from the dead. In other words, when you and I leave this place and take our last breath, God said if we die in the Lord, amen, that the dead in Christ will rise first. I want to know about this resurrection of Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, amen, but the record said that Christ will halt in the sky, amen, and the dead will rise first, and those of us who remain will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I don't know about you, amen, but I want to be there, amen, when the Lord cracks the sky, when he says that this corruptible stuff that we have will be turned into incorruption, when we have this mortal stuff that we live in turns into immortality, when we put on immortality, when we put on incorruption, I want to know, amen, what it is, amen, to leave this old fleshly body behind. So we need to understand, amen, that's what Paul's concern was. His concern was getting to know God so well, amen, that he would be able to experience the resurrection and to experience being raised incorruptible. And being raised, amen, immortal, and being experienced, amen, to be able to be like Jesus more and more. And so in verse 12, he goes on to say, not as though I had already attained. He said, I haven't got there yet. And if you are still living in this flesh, amen, if we are real with each other, none of us have got there yet. Amen? You go on about your business if the Lord allows you to live this week, and I'm pretty sure that somewhere along the line this week you're going to come short of the glory of God. The record declares that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So Paul is saying not that I have already attained either already perfect. In other words, Paul says, I'm not in my resurrected state yet. In other words, Paul was looking forward to his resurrected state. Paul said, I'm not perfect yet. Paul said, I still live in this flesh. Paul says, I still from time to time fall down and need to get up and need to ask for forgiveness. Paul, from time to time, amen, says, I need a little more Jesus, amen. Paul from time to time says, I need to be more and more like him. Paul says from time to time, I need to forget all about my worldly accomplishments because that doesn't mean anything in my understanding of who Jesus is, in my understanding of who and what God says I am and what I can be. That understanding when you sit down with God and talk to him, he'll tell you you're not perfect yet. but I already see you seated in heavenly places. In other words, God can see the beginning and the end at the same time. And so in your imperfection, that's why God died. That's why God sent his only son. That's why he hung and died on Calvary's cross, because he knew that in your imperfection, there was going to come a time that by faith in God's righteousness, Jesus Christ, that you would come out from the muck and the mire, that you would come out of darkness and come running. I yield, what must I do to be saved? And so God counted to you as righteousness, even before you have even spoken in faith out of your mouth. So we thank God that he looked past our fault and saw our need and went to Calvary cross while we were still in need. Think about that for a second. God didn't wait, amen, to die and bring salvation. God didn't wait, amen, to defeat death in the grave. He didn't wait for us to get right, amen. But he did it while we were yet sinners. The record declares that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. In other words, what God said is, I can see the beginning and the end at the same time, and I know there's going to come a day that my brother, that my sister, amen, is going to fall out with the world and give up on the world and turn to God and by faith accept his son's salvation, amen, and be able to understand, amen, that there's going to come a time that the word of God is true and the prophecy of God is true, that upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So when the enemy had tried to close the gates of hell and keep you bound by the power and the penalty of sin, in came the gospel of Jesus Christ, tore the hinges off of the gates of hell, and redeemed you, amen, from the power and the penalty of sin. So he says, I'm not perfect yet. But in verse 12, he says, but I'll follow after. In other words, I'm trying to get there. And many folk, amen, you hear them in their testimony. They say, I'm not perfect yet. I haven't arrived yet, amen. But I'm still going to follow after that. And in other words, I'm not going to give up on Jesus, amen. Because the songwriter says, don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. In other words, I'm still striving every day. I'm still asking for forgiveness. I'm still studying his word. I'm still praying to him. I'm still relying on the Holy Spirit to get me to the place where I need to be. I'm not going to look down on nobody else, amen, because I got to know, I know there's a whole lot of other stuff I need to work on myself. And so Paul said, we all need to agree, amen, that we ain't all got there yet, but the things that we can agree on is that God is good. So he goes on to say, in that verse 12, he says, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, for which also I'm apprehended of Christ. In other words, I'm going to follow after what I already know about Jesus. In other words, I might not be perfect, but I know a little something about him. Have I got a witness today? I might not have known all the words from Genesis to Revelation, but the word that I do know, amen, that's what I'm going to follow after. Have I got a witness? Some of you might know the 23rd song, amen. Some of you might know the 27th song. I might not know all of the songs in the book of Psalms, but I know if I begin to start speaking the 27th song, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though the host should encamp against me, in this will I be confident. And when we begin to start knowing the God who knows all things, and begin to start receiving his word, and begin to start walking in faith on the things that we already know about God. See, we already know that God is our shepherd, and we shall not walk. We already know that he'll make you lie down and green pastures. We already know that he'll lead But after still water, we know that he'll restore your soul for his name's sake. And we know that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil, because God will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Has anybody ever had God prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies? Has anybody found God to be a savior that will be there when nobody else is there? Has anybody else ever found him that he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider? Has anybody ever known him to be Jehovah Shalom, your somebody said, I don't know everything about God, but I know he'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He'll give you what you need when you need it. Somebody said, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time.
So Paul
saying, I don't know everything, I'm not perfect. But that I know about God, I'm going to continue to do in Christ Jesus. And then as we get to verse 13, Paul goes on to tell him, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing. Look at somebody said, this one thing. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching into those things which are before. In other words, he said, yesterday's gone and tomorrow may not be mine. But what I got today, I'm going to reach for the things that God has for me. I can't worry about the sins of the past. I can't worry about what you said in the past. But I'm going to trust God that what he says going to do, he's going to do. Somebody says that God says it, that's settled.
See, he goes on. And he's getting ready to close out this particular part. And I heard many of you say this in your testimony today, that you weren't perfect and that you couldn't change some things. But you knew that this world might be crazy, but God is still in control. Have I got a witness? And that because God is still in control, that you were going to continue to serve God, that you were going to continue to love your family, that you're going to continue to worship God, that you're going to continue to praise God, that you're going to continue to give God the glory. In other words, what you were saying is what Paul is saying in verse 14. And what Paul says in verse 14, he says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in God, in Christ Jesus. In other words, what Paul is telling us, that sometimes it's not easy. Have I got a witness today? I know everybody in here, under the sound of my voice, realize that even though you're saved, it ain't easy. Have I got a witness today? The enemy is always trying to come against you. Somebody says it's always something. It's that. It's always something. Somebody always has something negative to say. Somebody's always doing something wrong. Somebody's always talking about the church. Somebody's always talking about the preacher. Somebody's always talking about the kids. Somebody's always acting up. It's not easy. But Paul says this one thing I do. I know it's not going to be easy. So by the grace of God, I keep pressing. I got a witness today. I keep pressing. Even though they talked about Jesus, he kept pressing. And if they talked about Jesus, they will talk about you and me. So we got to keep pressing for the mark, for the prize of the high calling, which is in God, in Christ Jesus. Look at somebody and say, God got something in store for me. God got something in store for you. Somebody said, what God has for me is for me. And what God has for you is for you. But God knows there will be some opposition. Don't no devil in hell want you to get your blessing. That's why Paul said in the beginning of this chapter, beware of the dogs. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the folks that don't want you to get your blessing. But I hear to tell you today, there ain't no devil in hell gonna be able to stop you from getting your blessing. No devil in hell is gonna be able to stop you from getting your resurrection. Because God has already sent his son. He defeated death and the grave.
to know him, to know his resurrection, to know the pain of his suffering, to know his death, to get my blessing. Somebody said, I'm going to press to get my blessing. I'm going to keep pressing. If don't nobody else press, I'm going to press. I'm going to press. I know God is my God, and your God has the power to put the hellhound on the run. Beware the dog. Look at somebody and say, God is my hellhound taster. God is my paralyzed. Beat my strong power. The psalmist said, lift up your head on your gates and be lifted up. The everlasting door and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He will. Look at somebody and say, God will fight your battle. But you got to press, press, press. Gotta press your way. Let's get tired sometimes, but you gotta keep pressing. Don't get on your nerves sometimes, but you gotta get pressed. Sunshine don't shine all the time, but you gotta put your umbrella up and keep pressing. Storm clouds rise and billows roll, but you keep pressing. Get into the one that will hold and rock your soul. Don't give up, church. Keep practicing. Boss, if you wear them dogs. Them dogs are something else. You gotta beware. Because today God is a hellhound chaser. God will put the dogs to shame. As long as you keep pressing. Don't give up and sit down. That's what they got you. I'm gonna keep pressing. Somebody said I might not be able to walk as fast as I used to walk, but I still can get a breath through. Somebody said, my body's getting a little older now. I can't do some of the things that I used to do. Somebody said, the pain is a little more frequent now. I can't go as long as I used to go. Somebody said, my friends and you and everybody around me are getting older. But I'm here to tell you, good God Almighty, God hasn't forgot about you. God hasn't forgot about you. God hasn't passed you by. God knows what you stand in the need of. And if you look back over your life, see how long you've been pressing. And some of you have been pressing for a long time. Some of you have had your hands in the gospel for a long time. And some kind of way God had to allow you to let go. And you're still pressing and still plowing and still moving in the gospel direction. About holding on to God's unchanging hand. But when you begin to get a little tired and a little weary, God will come alongside and he'll pick you up and he'll carry you where you need to go. I don't know about you, but God has carried me when I got tired. God has picked me up and God has allowed me to get through the journey with him. And when I look back and only saw one set of footprints, God Almighty, it looked like it was me, but it was God who picked me up and carried me. That's why he keeps pressing toward the mark. Ain't got there yet, but I'm going to keep on pressing. I'm gonna keep on doing what God said until he said I'm done. That's why, Lord have mercy. We can look back and we can tell every other that God has smiled on us. I remember the days of my mom and my dad, still have mercy, when they were going through their journeys. Every now and then I would go over to the nursing home in Bowie, Maryland. And I'll hear my mother, Lord have mercy, even though she was bedridden and unable to walk, mine wasn't always there. She knew the gospel of Jesus Christ. And she knew the God of Jesus Christ. And she would sing, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me.
He's been good to me. And that was her way of continuing to press. Even though the body was a little tired, even though the way was a little weary, and I've seen so many saints, amen, as they're making the last chapter of their life, they still know the God that can save anybody. So we sing a little bit of that today. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. And as she was rolling down in the wheelchair, she said, I have smiled on me. He has set me free. I have smiled on me. He's been good to me. Come on, press in, press in, God. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Even though used to do, you still can press your way, whether it's just waving your hand, or whether you're just thinking about it in your mind, whether you're just tapping your foot, or tapping your hand, whether it's the smile on your face that you know, amen, that this old flesh, amen, is going to go the way of all flesh. And then God has promised, amen, that there's going to be a day, good God Almighty, when this flesh is going to be changed from mortal to immortal. When this flesh is going to be changed from corruptible to incorruption. That we'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to forever be with the Lord. Paul said, I want to know about this resurrection. He said, I want to know about this conversion. I want to know about this dying and being reborn and being resurrected. And that's why we can continue to press, and that's why I see in the eyes of so many seniors and so many young people that they have hope in God, amen. In spite of what the world is presenting, in spite of what the world is telling them, and in spite of what the situation and circumstances, but because they know God, and because they know Him in the power of His resurrection, because they know Him in the rebinding of His sin, they still can say, I'm pressing my way, and they can still, in spite of what the circumstances is, say, God has smiled on me. And church, if we realize it or not, and look back over our lives, whatever we've gone through, God is still smiling on you. God is still loving you. God is still caring for you. God is still preparing and making a way for you. So that's why she would sing that song. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Got it. God has smiled on you. He's been good to me. And that one day when God calls all of us from labor to reward, we will no longer have to press anymore. Come on now. When we treat in this old body, old flesh with a new body, the new flesh, the spiritual body, we won't have to worry about the hellhounds anymore. We don't have to worry about the ones that would lie on you, the ones that would hurt you and deceive you and abuse you. We won't have to worry about the ailments in this body. Come on now. I heard some folk were talking about the pains and the aches and the cramps this morning. Lord have mercy. And aren't you glad today God said there will be no more crying there? And said there will be no more dying there. And God would wipe the tears from your eyes. Have I got a witness? Amen. That's the God we want to know. That's the God that we're pressing forward today. That's the God we're telling those that we know about. Amen. So keep pressing, church. Keep trusting God. That the same God that has blessed you to get this far is the same God that will carry you home. Amen. God bless you today. Keep pressing toward the mark. Keep pressing toward the mark. There might be someone here today that doesn't know this Jesus and the free pardoning of their sins. You might be a little dismayed by the things of the world. You might be ailing in one thing or another. But you're still here. God is still here. God is still available. And his hand of grace is still extended. And whosoever will can choose to accept him as Lord and Savior of their lives. God is standing with his arms wide open. And he's calling and the Father is drawing. Jesus has made the sacrifice. And the Holy Spirit is here right now, ready to seal you until the day of redemption. But you have to make that choice. Fall out with the world. Accept him as Lord and Savior of your life. Choices that we make. Choices that we make. Choices that we make.
Amen.
my God. I bet you have a smile upon you.